Okay, ladies, welcome back to our special Free to Hillam share at the show from home. So we're up to Parashas Truma. I love these parashas. I love them. And I was teaching Monday night in Queens. And these parashas, I don't really go anywhere without my Mishkan book. And I was teaching Monday in Queens, and one of the women, it's a new share, we're only living there for about, since Parashas Noach, she said, like, a show and tell, who's so excited to show what he has. So I want to talk for a few minutes about the Aaron and a very important lesson we learned from the Aaron Kodesh. So this is what I do for all my classes, I show and tell. This is the Aaron Kodesh that went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the most holy part of the Mishkan, Mishkan Shechina Shachin. God rests in the Mishkan. He becomes your neighbor, so to speak. Okay, this is the Aaron Kodesh. Inside the Aaron Kodesh was the Torah. What went inside the Luchos? We don't have time to go through the whole thing. We're going to go through a little bit more in Parsha class tomorrow. Time to go through the whole thing. But inside there were three boxes. Gold box, wood box, gold box. It was like stacking wings, so to speak. Inside was the Luchos that we got, Harsina, and the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote. And then it's covered entirely with gold. It's covered with a lid. And then you have the Kruvim on top. The Kruvim, it's hard to translate. I guess it's translated as cherubs or sherubs. And so to speak, infinity contracts and rests between the two Kruvim. That's what Hashem says. I'm going to rest between. The whole divine presence rests between the two Kruvim, and that's where he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from. The Pasuk, yeah, so this is clear? Okay. So far that's just Pasuk Pshat. So the Pasuk says, V'asisa shnayim kruvim zahav, you should make these two kruvim of gold, miksha tasa osam, you should make them beaten from one piece, mishtei kitzos hakaporos. They're the two edges, and this book illustrates very nicely, the Sefer illustrates very beautifully, that the kruvim are at the edges, miktsos hakaporos, that the edges of the cover. V'asa kruv achad miktsa mizah, make one kruv from this edge, and one kruv from that edge, from the lid you should make the kruvim on the two edges. Good? We okay so far? They rest there, they bring their wings up above, they cover with their wings the lid. Upinehem ish al achiv. One kruv faces the other, towards the lid do they face, and then it says, and you should put inside the Aaron the edus, the luchos. And then God says, and I will speak to you from there. The Lashon is very strange. You with me? Yeah? Technical stuff. You build an Aaron, gold, wood, gold. Three boxes you put inside the Luchos, you put inside the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, you cover it with a golden lid, it has a golden diadem, and it has two angels, so to speak, two formations, we don't know exactly what they look like, on top of the lid. And God says, that's where I'm going to come and speak to you, right between those two Kruvim. The Kruvim, it's pointed out, are at the edge. Miktzeh mizeh u'miktzeh mizeh. And furthermore, it says that they face ish al achiv. It's a strange lashon. What could it just say? Achad al hasheni. I mean, I don't know. I didn't write the Torah. God wrote the Torah. So there's intent and meaning in every single word. But it's unusual that it would tell me. Could you all see? You have to be able to see. It's so beautiful. It should be able to tell me. Or you would think it could tell me instead. Upneim achad al hasheni. Upneim ish al achiv. Is very humanistic language. When you say, what, how would you translate, if you didn't know we were talking about the Kruvim here, how would you translate Upneim Ish Al Achiv?
One person.
Wait, first of all, I can't hear because multiple speakers. You said facing each, one another. Yeah. What did you say?
One person to another.
And what did you say?
One man to his brother.
Okay. I think that's the closest. Facing one another, that's not really the little translation of Upneim Ish Al Achiv. And then what did you say, Patty?
One person to another.
One person to another. The closest interpretation to literal translation is Upneihem, the face, ish, of one man, al achiv, to his brother. Listen to the order. They should spread their wings over the lid, their face, each man, to his brother. Then they look down towards the lid. Then you put inside the Torah. Then God says, I will speak to you from between the two Kruvim that are atop the Aaron of Testimony. What do we learn from here? The Torah could write any lashon it wants. We're in the month of Adar. Chodesh Tov. Shenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Actually, we're not in the month of Adar yet. But it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. It can be a little confusing. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar is the last day of the previous month. Well, let's pretend we're in Adar. Shabbat.
Tonight
is Rosh Chodesh. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the previous month. The second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month. So actually, Adar really begins on Friday. But it is Rosh Chodesh. And Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. How do we come to Simcha? How do we come to true acceptance of Torah? The Gemara says, Shabbos 88a, that Purim was a time of re-accepting the Torah. Kimu Masha Kibu Kvar. We accepted the Torah anew. This Aaron housed the Torah. What's the Torah telling you? What's the Pasuk telling you? If you want to become a vessel and a vehicle for Hashar Sashchina, you want the presence to rest on you? You want to build a Mishkan? You want to make yourself into a place where the Shekhinah becomes your Shachin? You want him to dwell right there? You want to put the Sefer Torah inside of you, into your home, into your box, into your life, into your very being. Perhaps one of the most famous psukim in the book of Shemos is V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. 25a, you shall make for me a sanctuary, I will dwell within you. What does God say if you want me to dwell within you? You know what you have to do first? You have Kruv Echad Mikza Mizah. You have one Jew who feels he's all the way at the edge of the group. He doesn't feel included. He's on the fringe. He wears a kippah that doesn't fit with everybody else's kippah. He goes to a school where not everybody else goes. He shackles a different way than the guy next to him. He feels Mikza Mizah. I don't feel like I belong. And then you have another guy, Kruv Echad Mikza Mizah. You have another guy who feels he's the outcast. He feels out of place. How are you going to bring everybody together? The prerequisite for Matan Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged HaHar Yonah, know that Pasuk 19.3, it's one of the most famous Pasukim, I said about 25.8. 19.3 is also very famous. Vayichan Sham, might be 19.2. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged HaHar, what does Rashi say so famous? What's the prerequisite for Matan Torah? It's a song. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged HaHar. Ki Ish Echad. Belev Echad. You want to know the prerequisite? That's Perek Yotas. Parachaf, it's Perek Yotas, Pasuk Beis. I made a mistake. Then you can come to Matan Torah and Parachaf. The prerequisite for Torah is Achdus. So what should you do? You want to make Torah. You want to make a home for Torah. You want to make an Aron Kodesh that houses Torah. But this guy feels Mikatzeh Mizeh. He's on the side. And this guy feels he's Mikatzeh Mizeh. So what should you do? V'hayu akruvim prosei knafayim lamala. Pick up your wings to include everybody. Make sure it's all inclusive. Don't feel alienated. You feel alienated, don't stand there like this. And that guy shouldn't stand like this. What happens if two people lift up their hands as if it's wings? They're going to sort of reach each other in the middle. If you're standing at this edge, I'm standing here, you're standing there, and we both lift up our wings, so to speak, our arms, it's going to be as if we're all of a sudden reaching out to each other. So that's what you do. They have to pick up their wings. They have to shield the kapara, shield the lid. Upneihem. Ish, Alechim, it's very strange Lashon. It sounds like it's talking about human beings. If you looked at those words without knowing that you're talking about Malachas HaMishkan, you wouldn't know it was about Malachas HaMishkan. You would think it's talking about one man facing, you said it the best, face of one man towards his brother. There are so many words that can be used to describe the Kruvim. And the Torah Dafka says, Upneihem Ish, Al-Achiv, the face of one man must face his brother. So you feel at the edge of the shul, and you feel at the edge of the shul, and no one's including you, and no one's talking to you, and you weren't invited to hear, and you feel out of place, you feel like an outcast, you just don't belong, whether it's hashkafically or socially. So Torah says, you want me to talk to you, says God? You want me to rest amongst you? You want infinity to contract and dwell in a finite space? That's the end of the process. You want me to know you and talk to you? Before that, spread your wings. Reach out. Don't stand like this, static. Go forward. Reach. Face your brother. And when you face your brother, you will be zoch in the next pasuk to put into the Aaron the Torah that I will give you. You cannot create a foundation for Torah if you're alienated here and he's alienated there and everyone is diverse and separate. It's unbelievable. I say in the beginning how excited I am when we come to these parshas. Because in the beginning when I was teaching, I would come to Truman Tetzav, I would think, oi, what am I going to do with this? I can't wait to get to Truman Tetzav. What a geschmack, beautiful, unbelievable insight. You want to make a home for Torah? So there's a guy who feels Mikatzeh Mizeh. And you want to make yourself into an abode for the Shekhinah, but he feels Mikatzeh Mizeh. So stand up and spread forth your wings. Reach out to the other Jew. He's always Achiv. You don't like him. You don't see eye to eye. You find him a little bit annoying. Yesterday he insulted you. No. And then the Torah can go inside. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam rests between Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Hashem only rests between two Jews and then Shalom between each other. Why did Esther Hamalka say when she had to go to the king? Mordechai says, you know, our life is on the line. Everybody, all of a sudden, nobody cares about the kippah. And nobody cares about the guy Mikatsar Mizeh. Haman didn't ask questions. And Rav Amital Zecher Tzadik Levracha says, before they threw you into the gas chambers, he says, they didn't check your tzitzis. He survived in labor camps, but his family was killed in the Holocaust. He said, they didn't check your tzitzis. So when it comes to the time of Adar and Purim, all of a sudden we realize, wow, yeah, we better face each other. Because if we don't accept and love each other, and if I don't spread my wings to other Jews, I don't stand a chance with the Umos HaOlam. And Mordechai says, our life is on the line. You have to go to the king. So she says, everybody knows if you go to the king before you're called, off with your head. Look what happened to the other wife who disobeyed. What happened to her? The guillotine. I can't go. Your whole destiny is for this very moment. You have no choice. And what does she say? Leich kenos es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzaim b'shushan. Fine, I'll go on one condition. Every Jew has to be in the same boat as me. Leich kenos es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzaim b'shushan v'tzumu alai v'al tochu v'al tishtu shloshos yamim laila v'yam gam. And even now as I tzum came, uvachein avo amach v'kasher avadati avadati. If we're all in it together, then I accept my fate. It has to be every Jew, every one of us, parsei knafayim lamala. And the other allusion there is when we stretch our hands towards each other, we're always lamala. And who's lamala mimcha? Dama lamala mimcha? Ribbono Shel Olam. We can only access the koach of Shechina. And we don't forget about being Adam Mechavero. Torah is not a half deal. What went in here? The Luchos. What's on the Luchos? Half has been Adam Lamakom and the other half is... And Adam Lechaveiro. The Torah is a package deal. You got to face one man to your brother, spreading your wings towards each other. And now he'll be Zocha Lamala to access the power of the Shechina. He will rest between those two Kruvim, between the two Jews who discover they don't have as many discrepancies between themselves as they thought. And then Hashem says, V'nodati lecha Sham. There, it's in that place of Achdus, and that place of Ahavas Yisrael, and that place of acceptance, v'nodati lecha Sham, that's where I will know you, v'dibarti itcha, and then I will talk to you. We should be zocha to a month where it's mamish kol ha-yehudim, and perhaps in the schus of our achdos, if we can but find it, we will be zocha to v'nahapachu, ha-yehudim ha-yisra, or v'simcha, v'sasam v'yikar, kein tiyalanu. Amen v'amen. Questions or comments? Questions or comments? Questions?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Tovas, whichever month it is, even though we know the real month, Chodesh Tov, ladies. Thank you.